The $94 million reduction in what the governor was going to spend on the UW would come from a combination of a lapse in state funding and a requirement that the UW system find a way to pay for almost $30 million in economic development programs by itself. On top of that, the budget would freeze tuition at the UW, a move that the Walker administration says would reduce the UW's reserves by another $42 million. Republican Assembly Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren says other lawmakers may want more changes, but he thinks this is fair.
For others, it's possible, yeah. I mean, I've heard others that want more, but I think this is a pretty good alternative.
The Walker administration developed the new budget after it was revealed that the UW system had hundreds of millions in reserves, more than $400 million of which came from tuition. The administration's memo says these changes would still leave the UW with reserves of 22%. The UW issued a statement calling Walker's changes a manageable solution to a very difficult situation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.